My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
Let's power rank the power rankings. Tuesday morning, man. They all come out like around 8 o'clock. I love it. And it's so much more fun now. When we started doing this a couple of years ago, we were like, hey, the best power rankings out there. And we're to be very transparent, the higher you rank the Texans, the more we like your power rankings on this show. So
yeah.
It's nice.
We'd get excited about them cracking the 20.
Having a 2 in front of SI.
That doesn't mean, 20 or 21. It was, they're 29.
27.
That's not bad. Look at that. Making moves in the world.
That's it, man. I live in the lofty atmosphere of all the big cheeses at 25. Yeah.
It's like, hey, my wife showered today.
That's
yeah. Things are looking up. It's been a while, but she showered.
She bought deodorant. Yeah. those days are over, man. And I'm telling you right now, I said earlier in the show, I said my prediction based on the fact that the Texans are winning, they're 2-0, they're winning games in ways that people didn't expect them to win necessarily. People love defense when it comes to just buying into a team. They love offense to watch. They love defense when it comes into buying into the viability of a team winning a Super Bowl. I said they're going to be in the top 5 of all these. Last week they were top 5 in a couple. They were like 6th, 7th, 10th in one. That person, idiot. So let's see where they are. Are they in the top 5 in the 5 power rankings that we use for purposes of this exercise? We power rank the power rankings. 5th place on the power rankings is SI.com. And they are 5th place because there are multiple outlets that have the Texans in this particular spot, but they believed the least in the Texans last week. They had them all the way down at 10th. They now have the Texans at 4th.
What? Oh, that is a leap.
4th. The worst of the rankings for the Texans is 4th. We can get nervous about this if we want to, but here is what Connor Orr, who does the SI Power Ranking, says about the Houston Texans. 12 pressures and 5 sacks is impressive. Okay, that's 7 sacks technically, but I actually like what Connor Orr did here. 2 of their sacks were like tackles of Caleb Williams scrambles. Uh-huh. At the line of scrimmage. So there were like 5 real sacks in that game, you know?
Yeah, Alshire's sack, which was one. Alshire's sack was, I think, probably maybe one of the biggest welcome to the NFL moments for Caleb Williams, because he did a great job scrambling. He really did. It was impressive. Like I said, I almost say it without snark. He had some of the most athletically impressive sacks and interceptions I've seen. He was very elusive, and yet It wasn't the Pac-12 anymore.
No.
Just like the actual Pac-12.
Right.
It is not.
They're making a comeback.
That is right. Man, it's a different deal when you scramble in the NFL.
He found
and
out.
It's not that it's ever easy, but it's a lot harder in the NFL.
Yeah, so here's what Connor Orr says. 12 pressures, 5 sacks is impressive. Seeing D'Amico Ryan strategically change his stripes and blitz Caleb Williams on nearly half of his dropbacks, also impressive. The Texans coach showed he has plenty of clubs in the bag that we haven't seen yet. This is critical to the kind of evolution Houston needed to take in needed to make in 2024 to go from good to great.
Yeah. I think the big thing too is when you look at a lot of the pressures that they did use, the blitzes, they're the kinds of blitzes you can get away with if you trust your coverage, because some of them were pretty late developing. When you've got defensive linemen that have to go from one side of the center all the way over to contain on the other side, you're trying to delay the blitz so the linebacker doesn't show it and he's coming from deep. All of that stuff takes time to develop, and if you don't trust your coverage, You're going to get screwed. You know, somebody's going to be open. The quarterback's going to have time. So, but especially when you're facing a rookie quarterback where he's less likely to take advantage of that, that was impressive. I think if I were a Bears fan, if I were trying to make a case for Caleb, I might say that, look, the reason the Texans were doing that was because Caleb had at least demonstrated that if the Texans sit back and play vanilla coverage, he's capable of getting the easy stuff, you know, of the short, more precise stuff, finding holes in coverage, which is not every rookie quarterback can do that. Now, not all of them get drafted number one overall.
That's right.
Either,
yeah, but, heavy is a head that wears the crown for sure. All right, number four on the power ranking of the power rankings is ESPN.com, who, just like SI.com, had the Texans 10th last week and has them 4th this week. But I put them 4 instead of 5 because I like DJ Bieniemy. And DJ had a really good piece on CJ Stroud last week. So DJ, you're the tiebreaker in this. Here's what DJ says. Their category, by the way, this week is most important backup / role player. And DJ says running back Damian Pierce. Here's why. With running back Joe Mixon's availability unknown because of an ankle, Pierce might be asked to step up and carry the load. The Texans' passing attack is averaging 219 yards through 2 weeks. The offense is at its best when it can run the ball. Houston scored 20 points with Mixon's 159 yards, or 29 points with Mixon rushing for 159 yards in week one, but it was limited to 19 points in week two as he posted just 25 yards. Pierce had 416 rushing yards and 2 touchdowns in 14 games as a backup last season. So Pierce missed week two with a hamstring injury. So if there's no Joe Mixon, it's either Damian Pierce coming back this week or it's Cam Akers, I would imagine.
Sean, let me ask you, were you and Clint talking about Cam Akers versus Damian Pierce in the post game?
Probably.
After that game?
At some point, I think so.
Because at some point, sometimes people confuse you and me, especially when they're drunk, because at like midnight after that game, randomly, after just I had tweeted something, I guess it was right after the, I don't know. This guy says to me, Akers is not better than Pierce, idiot. And I'm like, this is odd.
Well, if we did talk about Cam Akers, it probably was within the context of him having, you know, showing more than Pierce so far as a Texan.
Yeah. Yeah. I think this is what happened, because I replied, this is oddly aggressive. Drunk? And he didn't answer that question.
Okay.
All he said was, tell your bald co-host to issue an apology to Damian tomorrow. Masterful wittiness there, pointing out that somebody's bald.
Yeah,
wow.
Yeah, that hurt.
You should be invited to the Friars
You're
Club.
Going to do the rest of the show, Seth. Sorry.
Yes. Also, he never addressed whether or not he was drunk. So I think he must have been listening to you. I do think, look, for one, Damian had some bad turnovers on the goal line 2 years ago in the middle of that really impressive season. So I'm not going to act like Cam Akers all of a sudden, because of his fumble after some nice runs in that game and on that drive, is all of a sudden worthless or something. I think that when Damian's in the game, just by the way the Colts linebackers looked that they were playing when Damian was in the game in Indianapolis, and Damian did a good job, I think defenses know more what to expect, and they're not as threatened by the outside run.
Mm-hmm.
So with Cam Akers in the game, I think defenses have to be a little bit more honest and it probably helps fuel the play action better. So it's not just about what yards per carry are or anything like that. It's what are your personnel doing to make the defense uncomfortable or uncertain? And I think Cam still does more of that than Damian does. But, you know, that's theory at this point. Yeah. We won't know. If Mixon's out, I'm guessing both those guys are going to get a lot of touches, as well as Gumbawale and maybe even a British Brooks.
Well, if Pierce is out still, I mean, it's a hamstring, so who knows? I mean, right. Pierce missed. So if they're both out, we might get some British Brooks in week three against Minnesota.
But let's say if Pierce is healthy, I'm saying that I think it would be pretty much split probably between those two, or going with a hot hand.
Yep, I totally agree with that. I'm just anxious to see if Damian comes back this week. We'll see. Hamstrings are weird. All right, number three in the power ranking of the power rankings. We had SI.com 5. They have the Texans 4th. Had them 10th last week. We had ESPN.com 4th. They've got the Texans 4th. Had them 10th last week. Number three, The Athletic. They, too, have the Texans 4th in the power rankings, but they're high. We're pushing The Athletic because they already had the Texans at 4 last week. They're not bandwagoning. They already believed in the Texans. So they're The Athletic, we've got 3rd. Here's what they say about the 4th-rated Texans. The Texans have played the Colts and the Bears, so maybe their defensive stats shouldn't be lauded quite yet. But if Houston does have a forceful defense to go along with C.J. Stroud, the hype might be real. 4 Texans had multiple quarterback hits on Sunday, and Houston leads the league in sack rate, according to True Media, 18.8%. So they sacked the quarterback. I'm sorry, 13.8%. They sack the quarterback 13.8% of the time the QB drops back to pass. It's 9th. They are 9th in defensive success rate, whatever that is, 63.3%. So this particular ranking is saying, man, if they got a real defense, the Texans could win this thing.
Success rate, I think, is just like on any given play, is that a win or a loss for the team, for the defense. And the Colts game was they had too many big losses on specific downs in that game, despite playing, I think, better than the Colts on a down in, down out basis. I think the thing about the defensive performance is, all right, it was a little bit of a curveball. It was something that the Bears probably didn't expect, that DeMeco was going to blitz as much as he's ever blitzed since he's been in Houston. And the question now is, all right, is this going to become their identity? The team that the Texans are playing, the Vikings, they're a team that blitzes a lot. They blitzed a lot last year. It was really good for Danielle Hunter. He played well in that scheme. So it might be something that the Texans end up doing a lot more this year than I thought they would. Partly just because I think they feel really good about their cornerbacks. And it's just hard to blitz if you don't have guys who can play man coverage. And I think they feel better and better about that duo back there as Kamari Lassiter gets tested more and more.
Yep. Then they both had great games on Sunday, the two starting corners.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, we're down to it now, man. Number two in the power ranking of the power rankings, NFL.com, Eric Edholm, has the Texans third, up from sixth last week. In Eric Edholm's mind, the only two teams better than the Texans are the Kansas City Chiefs, and despite a loss to the Vikings, he still has San Francisco at number two. He has the Texans third, just ahead of the Bills. Here's what he says. The Texans blitzed Caleb Williams and won the game. Man, a lot of people noticed those blitzes. With a slew of disruptive defensive plays, they saw him getting comfy early and decided to upend that right away. It was good coaching and execution. However, the sloppy Texans also committed 12 penalties, settled for four long field goals, and lost a fumble inside the Bears' five-yard line with a chance to put the game away. On the one hand, it was nice to see Houston's defense take over a game, but on the other, it was disappointing that the Texans kept the Bears in a game they had little business being in after a certain point. The C.J. Stroud show keeps rolling. Nico Collins is a legit star, but the Texans have more to clean up before they're in that truly elite tier. Okay, they're third in your rankings, bro. Like, they have more to clean up before they're in that truly elite tier. They are third in your rankings, I will say that.
I think that...
That's all true. Yeah, I agree with all that, what he said, by the way.
Because being ahead of the Bills right now, given the way that they looked in their second game, I don't want them there yet. I just I want the Texans, even though I predicted that the Bills... I didn't think the Bills were going to be as good as preseason projections. We'll see how the rest of the season plays out, but so far I'm losing that one. This is where I start to get into that territory of like, yeah, okay, that's all right, Eric. It's just, yeah, as far as like gaining actual admission into the club, you got to – the last time the Texans played an actual team was against the Baltimore Ravens last year.
Yep.
That was a different team, obviously, and this one made a lot of improvements, but – Until they actually earn entrance into that club of genuinely elite teams, I want to see them beat one or two genuine NFL quarterbacks,
okay.
And they haven't done that
yet. Well, you're not going to like this. Number one in the power ranking of the power rankings, Pete Prisco, CBSSports.com. He, too, has the Texans third, but he already had them at fifth, so he believed in them a little bit more than Edholm did, so he gets bumped up. Here's what Pete Prisco says. This will be quick because he does like one sentence on each team. Even on a night when the offense wasn't clicking, the defense came up big against the Bears. That pressure up front was the difference in the game. He's got the Bills at number two. That Bills game, I mean, I know the Texans aren't looking that far ahead, the players and coaches, but we're allowed to because we're radio hosts. I mean, if the that Bills game in week five is shaping up to be a monster right now.
Yeah, I know, and I honestly think this is where... If you look at the arc of Josh Allen's career, I think Brian Daboll was probably really good for Josh Allen. Then he ended up with an offensive coordinator in Ken Dorsey that maybe wasn't the best thing for Josh Allen. And now with, Brady, right?
Joe Brady. Yeah.
I think Joe Brady and spending an entire offseason with him and building on what they did last year, he may have taken that proverbial next step to where now he's actually seeing the field, the entire field, not just trying to force it to Stephon Diggs or whomever else. And you might see the best version of Josh Allen this year.
Yeah. So far, so good. I would say, like, if this were just truly being judged like a beauty contest where how you style points mattered in this whole thing, the New Orleans Saints have been the most impressive team so far this season. You know, I know it was Carolina they beat up in week one, but they scored literally on every single possession. They could not have done any more to decimate the Carolina Panthers. They are 50% responsible for ending Bryce Young's career as a Panther. The Chargers are the other 50.
Let's say the Saints end up having almost the exact same season that the Texans did last year. Let's say the record ends up the same, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah.
And Derek Carr, I mean, obviously Derek Carr is a veteran quarterback, so it's going to be different than with C.J. Stroud.
Mm-hmm.
And then let's say the Texans advance to the AFC Championships or something really impressive like that. Who gets more of a head coach buzz? Do you think it's Bobby Slowick or offensive coordinator for the Saints, Clint Kubiak?
I think it'll be Kubiak.
I think
he's got the pedigree for one.
You know,
he's got the last name. But if he resurrects Derek Carr's career to the extent that they're 10-7, and the reason they're 10-7 is because Carr is in the MVP conversation.
Yeah,
I think it'll be Clint Kubiak. I think they'll both, but I think Kubiak more.
I think that'll be that 100% is probably going to be what happens if the Saints are able to continue doing this.
Yeah,
because that's the other thing. There are a lot of teams out there that might be looking at Kubiak as, wow, he helped develop this young CJ Stroud into what he is. But CJ's almost at the point now where people are just flat out giving CJ Stroud the credit,
whether that's
fair or not,
because he's
that good. But also, I think there are more teams out there that look at it and think, well, we've got this veteran quarterback that we're not quite sure about, and boy, Clint Kubiak might be just the thing to turn Brian Hoyer or whomever else historically, or Ryan Fitzpatrick type. If you got one of those guys, Baker Mayfield perhaps. This is the guy that is the elixir for him.
The variable that you bring up all the time that we haven't brought up in this particular hypothetical is the run game too. Like, we're 1-for-2 right now in having an effective rushing attack for the Texans this year. It's not just fixed. Joe Mixon ran for 159 yards in week one against a defense that gave up 250 to the Packers with Malik Willis at quarterback in week two. So do we know that Bobby Slowick has created a truly effective run game yet? I don't know that we have. The Saints, the first 2 weeks, Alvin Kamara's looked amazing so far in Kubiak's offense. So we'll see. All right, Payne and Pendergast with you. Hey, speaking of, we talked about Bryce Young. In an alternative universe, where are the Texans and the Panthers if the quarterbacks got flipped? Would it be C.J. Stroud that's going through the struggles that Bryce Young is going through right now? We'll kick that one around coming up next.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part? Hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at MyBob's.com to play now.